WKJAN Sports.
Time for Jag of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Let's take a look at this week's Associated Press High School Football Top 10 polls here in Iowa, released just yesterday afternoon. In Class 4A, Cedar Falls starts the year at number 1 with Iowa City High 2 and West Des Moines Valley rated number 3. In Class 3A, Sioux City Bishop Heland Catholic is number 1, followed by Solon and Clear Lake. Denison checks in at number 5 in this week's poll. Harlan drops to number 7 in the poll this week. Also, Class 2A, West Marshall is a number 1 ranked team with Iowa City Regina and North Fayette. 2 and 3. Kemper Catholic is ranked number 4 in the 2A poll this week. In Class 1A, Emmitsburg is number 1 rated, with St. Albert checking in at number 2 on the list. Logan Magnolia is rated 9th in Class 1A. Also in the Class A poll, Madrid is number 1 to start the year, with West Hancock 2 and Galen Catholic of Lamar is number 3. And also in 8-man football, it's Armstrong Ringstead opening the year at number 1. Northeast Hamilton and Preston are 2 and 3. Fremont Mills checks in at number 4. There's a 3-way tie for 5th with Lennox, Adair Casey, and West Central of Maynard. Also, Stanton is number 8, Glidden-Ralston 9, and East Mills is tied with West Bend Mallard for 10th in the opening poll of the season. Well, fans, a former coach, and the governor are all panning the new Cyhawk trophy that will go to the winner of the annual game between Iowa and Iowa State. The trophy features a farm family around a bushel of corn. That trophy, sponsored by the Iowa Corn Growers Association, was unveiled on Friday, and since then, newspaper and television websites have been filled with people unhappy about it. Even former Hawkeye coach Hayden Fry and Governor Terry Branstad have let their feelings be known. Fry tells the Des Moines Register it's a nice-looking trophy, but doesn't relate to football. Branstad says he thinks the Corn Growers Association could have done a better job. A Corn Growers spokeswoman says they are taking comments and trying to figure out what's best. Well, the attorney for LSU quarterback Jordan Jefferson and three of his teammates say he's not aware of any immediate plans for the players to be interviewed by police about a bar fight that allegedly involved them. Police had asked Jefferson, along with offensive lineman Chris Davenport, defensive lineman Josh Johns, and receiver Jarvis Landry, to offer their recollection of the fight to police Monday morning. However, Nathan Fisher, the attorney for the players, asked for a delay. Police Sergeant Don Stone says such delays are standard and the players do not have to come in at all. University of Miami President Donna Shalala says university compliance officers are looking into the eligibility of 15 Hurricanes players who have been implicated by claims that a former booster provided extra benefits to them. In a video message released on Monday, Shalala says the university will move through the process thoroughly. In NFL news, Dexter McCluster is back where he feels most comfortable. That should make opposing defenses decidedly uncomfortable. The 5'8", 170-pound, self-described jitterbug played mostly running back growing up, but he moved into a slot receiver role while becoming a multi-purpose star at Mississippi. When he was selected by the Kansas City Chiefs in the second round of the 2010 draft, the idea was to use him in a similar fashion to college, putting him in the backfield and at times splitting him out wide. He played mostly receiver last season, along with returning kicks and punts, but he's shifting into the backfield again during training camp, and Coach Todd Haley says he's encouraged by his progress. The Chiefs return to preseason action Friday night against St. Louis. In other NFL news, the 49ers will be tailgating in the parking lot of Candlestick Park. Actually, they'll ban tailgating in the parking lot of Candlestick after games start in an effort to stop the violence that occurred during and after Saturday's preseason game with arch-rival Oakland. In addition, season ticket holders caught misbehaving on video will have their passes revoked. 49ers CEO Jed York also says he will recommend to the NFL that the annual preseason game between the arch-rival 49ers and Raiders be put off next year. The Pittsburgh Steelers and linebacker Lawrence Timmons have agreed to a new six-year contract. That deal, announced early this morning, will pay Timmons $50 million through 2016. Timmons is the second linebacker to sign an extension with the Steelers in the last month. Teammate Lamar Woodley agreed to a six-year, $61.5 million contract on August 5th. The 26-year-old Woodley and the 25-year-old Timmons are considered the young core of a linebacker group that includes 33-year-old James Harrison, 31-year-old Larry Foote, and 36-year-old James Ferrier. The contract extensions to Timmons and Woodley were made likely because of contract restructuring by several of their teammates, including Harrison and quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. Timmons, selected with the 15th overall pick of the 2007 NFL Draft, had 95 tackles and 3 sacks last season. It looks like the quarterback competition in Oakland just got another contender. The Raiders used a third-round pick in the NFL's supplemental draft to select former Ohio State quarterback Terrell Pryor. He won't be eligible to practice with or play for Oakland until the team's sixth game of the season. He'll have to sit out a 5-game suspension by Commissioner Roger Goodell for his role in Ohio State's memorabilia for cash scandal that cost Coach Jim Tressel his job. Pryor headed to Oakland immediately and will be able to work out with the team as soon as he signs a contract. He can play in the team's 2 remaining exhibition games, but then won't be able to practice or play with the team until the 6th week of the season. 2-time Pro Bowl running back Frank Gore says talks with the San Francisco 49ers over a contract extension are going slow, and he would be upset if he does not get a new deal before the start of the regular season. Gore also said he will test free agency next season if the 49ers don't give him a contract extension. He declined to comment when asked if he would request a trade if there wasn't an extension in place by the regular season opener against Seattle on September 11th. In other NFL news, Giants starting cornerback Terrell Thomas tore the anterior cruciate ligament in his right knee during their preseason game with the Chicago Bears last night. He's very likely done for the season. Kyle Orton has been named Denver's starting quarterback. No word yet, though, on whether Tim Tebow or Brady Quinn will be his backup. The Browns have reached agreement with Pro Bowl offensive tackle Joe Thomas on a 7-year contract extension. He was entering the final year of his rookie contract. Green Bay Packers coach Mike McCarthy says outside linebacker Frank Zombo will miss a significant amount of time after breaking his scapula. Zombo broke his shoulder blade in a collision during pregame warm-ups on Friday. Fred Jackson expressed his unhappiness that he's not the Bills' starting running back after leading the team in rushing the past 2 seasons. Jackson was upset after C.J. Spiller started and received most of the playing time with the first unit against Denver on Saturday. Vince Wilfork says he doesn't want to be a distraction to his Patriots teammates after a report that he was paid $50,000 while at the University of Miami. The New England nose tackle said in the team's locker room Monday that the week since the Yahoo Sports report was posted was difficult, but that he has moved forward and is focused on his career. The Yahoo Sports report said booster Nevin Shapiro paid Wilfork $50,000 as a recruiting tool to sign and with a sports agency that Shapiro said he co-owned. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
In baseball, Justin Verlander became the first 19-game winner in the majors, leading AL Central leading Detroit to a 5-2 win over Tampa Bay last night as Verlander improved to 19-5 by winning his 7th consecutive start. He gave up 1 run and 3 hits over 7 innings. The 19 wins match his career high set in 2009. C.J. Wilson threw 6 2/3 scoreless innings for his 13th victory as Texas blanked Boston 4-0. Wilson struck out 4, limiting the Red Sox to 4 singles. The loss drops Boston a game back of the idle Yankees for first in the AL East. Elsewhere in the American League, Franklin Gutierrez lifted a bases-loaded sac fly in the 9th, and Seattle scored the go-ahead run without getting a hit to beat Cleveland 3-2. Zach Britton won for the first time in 10 weeks as Baltimore snapped a 5-game losing skid with a 4-1 win over the Twins. Chris Narvison pitched shutout ball for 6 innings and knocked in 2 runs after coming off the disabled list as he led streaking Milwaukee to an 8-1 win over Pittsburgh in the opener of a doubleheader in National League play. Ryan Braun hit his 28th homer for the Brewers, have won 19 of 22 to open up a comfortable lead in the NL Central over second place St. Louis. In the second game, Ryan Domet homered and drove in 2 runs to help Pittsburgh win 9-2. and snap a 13-game losing streak to the Brewers. In other National League play, Cliff Lee scattered three singles and struck out seven over seven innings to lead the Phillies to a 10-0 win over the Mets. Aaron Miles had an RBI triple in the ninth inning and then scored the go-ahead run as the Dodgers rallied to beat St. Louis 2-1. Dan Uggla reached the 30-home run mark for the fifth straight season to help Atlanta down the Cubs 3-0. Jason Worth smacked a three-run homer to lead Washington to a 4-1 win over Arizona. And Carlos Gonzalez homered and drove in three to pace Colorado to a 9-5 win over Houston. Well, a moth got stuck deep in Matt Holliday's right ear, forcing the St. Louis Cardinals slugger out of their game against the Dodgers last night. With two outs in the top of the eighth inning, Holliday walked off the field holding his ear. Cardinals trainer Barry Weinberg tried to assist the all-star left fielder as he headed toward the dugout. Team spokesman Brian Bartow says Holliday was taken into a dark room and trainers put a light by his ear to try to lure the moth out. Well, that didn't work, so they used a utensil to get the moth, which was still alive, out of Holliday's ear. Holliday was not available for comment after a 2-1 loss, but he appeared to be okay. Holliday was replaced by Corey Patterson in left field. In other baseball news, Phillies shortstop Jimmy Rollins has been placed on the 15-day disabled list with a groin strain, and all-star third baseman Placido Polanco has been activated from the DL. Rollins strained his right groin in a loss at Washington on Sunday. Polanco had been sidelined by a hernia. The Cleveland Indians have put designated hitter Travis Hafner on the 15-day disabled list with a strained right foot. He's been playing with pain in that foot since injuring it on a slide into home plate in a game in April. He recently fouled a ball off the same foot, aggravating the problem. In 82 games, he's hitting .281 with 11 homers and 49 knocked in. Minnesota's placed pitcher Nick Blackburn on the 15-day disabled list with a strained right forearm. Blackburn left his start on Sunday against the Yankees after 1 2/3 innings. He had an MRI Monday and will meet with a specialist on Tuesday. Pittsburgh pitcher Kevin Correa has been placed on the 15-day disabled list with a strained oblique. Correa is 12-11 with a .479 earned run average this season. He's just 1-4, though, since the All-Star break. Jacoby Ellsbury likely will return to Boston's lineup today, and designated hitter David Ortiz could also play during this week's series at Texas. Ellsbury was out of the lineup for three straight games for a third straight game Monday night since he was hit in the back with a pitch at Kansas City. Ortiz hasn't played since last Tuesday because of bursitis in his right heel. And in Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, Iowa beat Oklahoma City 4-0, while Nashville grabbed a 7-3 11-inning win over Omaha. Iowa will host Oklahoma City this afternoon in Des Moines, while tonight in Omaha, it's the Storm Chasers hosting Nashville. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.